أنتم برفقة إس بي إس عربي 24.
مرحبا، معكم علاء التميمي. تعلم اللغة الإنجليزية والتحدث بها سيساعدك على تحسين حياتك في أستراليا. سنشرح في كل حلقة من سلسلة تعلم اللغة الإنجليزية التعبيرات المستخدمة في الحياة الأسترالية، وستتمكن من تحسين مهاراتك في اللغة وتتعرف على أستراليا. هل أنت مستعد؟
Learning English helps me to talk about my eyesight.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Imagine this. You are at the supermarket buying groceries for the week. The place is busy, your trolley is almost full and everything seems fine. But as you reach for a jar of pesto sauce, you realize you can't quite read the ingredients on the label. The words that were once clear and easy to see now look blurry and too small. You can't read them. So you try to focus, but it doesn't help. You wonder, is it time to get my eyes checked? Hi, my name is Josipa, and like many people of my age, I've noticed changes in my eyesight. It sneaks up on you, doesn't it? Suddenly, reading isn't as easy as it used to be. And here's something funny. I'm not even sure what to call an eye doctor in English. Is it an optometrist, an optician, or an ophthalmologist? What's the difference between them? In this episode, we are going to find that out together with a little help from Alan and Claire. So let's listen to them as they chat about their eyesight.
I think my eyesight is getting worse. I've been squinting a lot lately.
Oh, I'm blind as a bat without my glasses. Have you considered getting your eyes checked?
Yeah, I've been putting it off, but I think it's time. My eyes feel really strained after reading.
You should definitely go. I had my eyes tested last month, and it's made a big difference. My optometrist gave me a prescription for glasses, and now I see much clearer.
Are you long or short-sighted?
I see eye to eye with Claire on many things, but delaying getting my eyes checked isn't one of them. By the way, if you see eye to eye with someone, it means you agree with them and think the same way about something. Anyway, the day after I couldn't read the ingredients on a pesto jar, I rushed to see an optometrist. An optometrist is a healthcare professional who checks and treats vision problems. They can prescribe glasses or contact lenses and help with eye conditions. So now we know what an optometrist does. But what about an optician or an ophthalmologist? We'll find that out later. First, let's look at some phrases for talking about eyesight that's not as sharp as it used to be. Claire started by saying,
I think my eyesight is getting worse. I've been squinting a lot lately.
Claire first said that her eyesight is getting worse. This is a simple and direct way to say that your vision has changed. She then said,
I've been squinting a lot lately.
Every time you look directly into the bright sun, you squint. People usually squint when something is blurry or hard to see. Squinting is to narrow your eyes in order to help you to see something more clearly. So when Claire says,
I've been squinting a lot lately,
she's saying that she has often had to narrow her eyes because her vision isn't clear. It's a sign that she might need glasses or that her eyesight is getting worse. And it's been happening a lot recently. Alan then said,
I'm blind as a bat without my glasses.
Here, Alan is exaggerating about his eyesight. Bats are believed to have poor vision. So saying blind as a bat is a funny way of saying that he can't see well. And we usually only say it when we can really hardly see at all. Alan isn't actually going blind. He's just saying that he thinks that his vision is very poor sometimes. And if someone says they feel like they're blind as a bat, you might ask them,
have you considered getting your eyes checked?
Have you considered means have you thought about doing something? And when you say getting your eyes checked, it means going to an optometrist to have your eyes examined and to make sure that your vision and your eyes are healthy. Now, do you remember if Claire got her eyes checked? She said,
I've been putting it off, but I think it's time. My eyes feel really strained after reading.
She says that she has been putting off going to have her eyes checked. If you have been putting something off, you have been delaying or avoiding doing it. You know you should do it, but you keep thinking to yourself that you will do it later. Me, for example, I've been putting off going to the gym lately because I've been so busy with work. But I really should go, shouldn't I? Anyway, let's go back talking about eyesight.
My eyes feel really strained after reading.
If your eyes feel strained, they feel tired and uncomfortable. They may feel a lot of discomfort or pressure. When someone says that their eyes feel strained after reading, it means that their eyes have been working so hard to focus on the text that they feel sore and tired. But let's say you are not putting off seeing an eye doctor like Claire. Then, like Alan, you could say,
I had my eyes tested and it's made a big difference. My optometrist gave me a prescription for glasses and now I see much clearer.
We've already heard that an optometrist is a healthcare professional who checks and treats vision problems. They can prescribe glasses or contact lenses by giving you a prescription, which is a written assessment that tells you how well your eyes can see and what type of glasses you need. Another person who can perform eye exams and write a prescription is an ophthalmologist. An ophthalmologist is a medical doctor who specializes in eye care. They can perform eye exams, diagnose and treat eye diseases, prescribe glasses or contact lenses, and even perform eye surgeries. They have more medical training and can handle more complex eye issues and treatments than optometrists. An optician is a professional who sells glasses or contact lenses, usually using a prescription from an optometrist. And talking about the glasses, Claire asked Alan,
are you long or short-sighted?
Long-sighted or short-sighted? I'm long-sighted, which means that I can see things clearly that are far away. But things up close, like reading a book, look blurry. So I need my reading glasses. And if you are short-sighted, it means you can see things clearly up close, like reading a book. But things far away, like road signs, may look blurry. People who are short-sighted usually need glasses to see distant objects more clearly. There's a lot more vocabulary to learn about eyes, vision, glasses, and lenses. But I think this is enough for this episode. Do you agree? I hope so. Now, let's listen to Alan and Claire again. I love hearing the dialogue a second time and seeing how much more I understand. Let's go.
I think my eyesight is getting worse. I've been squinting a lot lately.
Oh, I'm blind as a bat without my glasses. Have you considered getting your eyes checked?
Yeah, I've been putting it off, but I think it's time. My eyes feel really strained after reading.
You should definitely go. I had my eyes tested last month, and it's made a big difference. My optometrist gave me a prescription for glasses, and now I see much clearer.
Are you long or short-sighted?
Did you know that people who have blue, grey or green eyes are at greater risk of UV damage? UV damage happens when ultraviolet rays, or UV rays, from the sun harm your eyes, similar to how they can harm your skin. These rays can cause eye problems. To find out why that is the case, I reached out to an optometrist, Kalp Shah. This is what he said.
Lighter colored eyes have less pigment to protect against sun damage and UV radiation compared to darker colored eyes. The lighter eye colors are more susceptible to UV rays, increasing the risk of developing serious eye conditions, including macular degeneration, early onset of cataracts, and even ocular melanoma, which is potentially life-threatening. Failing to protect our eyes from UV radiation can lead to a range of short-term and long-term eye health issues. Now, it's important to know that some of these symptoms of serious UV-related eye disease won't be visible in our day-to-day life and day-to-day activities, so it's crucial to have our eyes checked by an optometrist regularly. This eye health check is more than just a simple vision test to determine whether we need glasses or not. It's an important health check that can identify underlying eye conditions and issues related to UV damage, as well as more general health conditions.
And what advice do you have for us to better protect our eyes from sun damage?
With UV radiation being a constant threat for us in Australia, we need to make sunglasses a daily essential, regardless of what season it is. I'd recommend investing in high-quality sunglasses that block 100% of UVA and UVB rays, and wearing them whenever we're outside.
Okay, so we need to wear sunglasses all year round, not just during summer. Okay, I can do that. Well, Kalp, thank you for your advice and for talking to us today.
Thank you so much for having me today.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What is the difference between an optometrist and ophthalmologist?
An optometrist checks and treats vision problems, while an ophthalmologist is a medical doctor who can diagnose and treat eye diseases, including performing surgeries.
Who is an optician?
An optician is a professional who helps fit and adjust glasses or contact lenses based on the prescription from an optometrist or ophthalmologist.
Now let's practice our speaking skills by repeating after Alan and Claire.
I think my eyesight is getting worse.
I've been squinting a lot lately.
I feel like I'm going blind as a bat sometimes.
My eyes feel really strained after reading.
If you want more practice, check out our website, where you can also find learning notes and a quiz. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Just search for SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me.
هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست.